On Sunday, September 3rd, Father Vincent celebrated Mass in the 3 battalions of the 5th Regiment. After several months of serving with the 5th Marines, he had his routine down. Early Sunday morning, he boarded a helicopter to begin his circuit riding ministry. First, he celebrated Mass for the 3rd Battalion, then flew to his old unit at Hill 51, the 1st Battalion. After each Mass, endless lines formed in order to visit with Father Vincent, and he patiently made time for each Marine. After a long helicopter flight to the 2nd Battalion far south of Da Nang, in the village of An Hoa of the Tam Kỳ area, he again celebrated Mass, heard confessions, and offered counsel to many. According to Chaplain Takesian, regimental chaplain for the 5th Marines, after Father Vincent completed his service schedule at the 2nd Battalion, he usually took a helicopter to Da Nang and stayed there both Sunday and Monday nights, returning to his home unit, the 3rd Battalion, on Tuesday morning with a supply helicopter from Da Nang. Chaplain Takesian assumed, therefore, that on the night of September 3rd, his colleague was in Da Nang. But instead of taking a helicopter to Da Nang, Father Vincent had stayed in the Tam Kỳ area and celebrated another Mass. The 2nd Battalion, 11th Marines, a 105mm howitzer battalion, was supporting the 5th Marines from positions located near the 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines. Father Vincent visited with this battalion and offered Mass at the battalion command post. Corporal Joe Trischetti was one of the Marines of 211 and an altar server at this final Mass. He recalled the location of the Mass and the main points of Father Vincent's final homily. The sermon was contemporary for people in our position. He spoke of trying to grasp some pleasure in life, since what most of our young eyes were seeing at that time was just the misery of life. He urged the men to take their R&Rs when they were eligible. This last Mass that he offered was at the bottom of Hill 327. I was an altar boy, and for seats, we utilized empty wooden ammunition boxes for 105mm howitzers and 4.2-inch mortar shells. The sky was a beautiful blue that day, and the sun was bright. I guess there was about 15 of us young kids there that day for the service. After Mass, Father Vincent was taken by helicopter back to his home unit, 3-5. His full day was finished. This Sunday was the eve of elections in South Vietnam. The North Vietnamese Army, NVA, would most likely try to disrupt the election process. Father Vincent thought back to the previous September when he sat on a hillside near Chu Lai with Major Dick Alger, intelligence officer of the 7th Marine Regiment, observing the shelling of the South Vietnamese citizens as they tried to vote. He knew that the North Vietnamese Army was amassing strength since their defeat in the Khe Sanh Valley during Operation Cochise the previous month. Perhaps this intuition of an impending battle explains his unscheduled trip back to 3-5. He had access to official military intelligence that advised of a possible enemy attack. The notification stated, "The Marines anticipated that the Communists would try to increase their strength in this area during this period, since it corresponded with the time of the South Vietnamese national elections as well as preparations for the fall rice harvest." At the beginning of September, intelligence sources reported that elements of all 3 regiments of the NVA Division, 2nd North Vietnamese Army Division, had moved into the area. There were increasing indications that these enemy units planned offensive actions to disrupt the elections in Khe Sanh District. Father Vincent stayed with his unit that night. He prayed into the early hours of the morning, finally catching a few hours of sleep. The heat and the insects didn't disturb him. 6 years in Taiwan and 16 months in the jungles of Vietnam had hardened him to tropical climates. That night he was kept from a deep and restful sleep by the premonition of what the morning would bring. He prayed for the souls of the men who would lose their lives if there were a battle. He had seen a lot of action during his time in Vietnam, but he hadn't yet got used to seeing his brother Marines killed and wounded. If the enemy did attack the next day, he wanted to be there where they needed him most. Operation Swift began on Monday, September 4th, as just a routine maneuver.